Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 9 o'clock here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Plenty to get to. A busy, busy, busy past 48 hours or so in our nation's capital. We got big time news earlier today on the RFK Stadium front. We will touch on that as we roll throughout the program here. Also, last night, another history-making night for Alex Ovechkin and those Washington Capitals. They were 6-2 winners in Utah, but not without injury. We'll give you the latest on Alex Ovechkin as we roll throughout the show here as well. Speaking of the Washington Capitals, their suite mate, as I'm now calling it, over at Cap One Arena, the Washington Wizards, they were in action last night as well. And if we're going to be honest and transparent, in real on this program, last night was another ugly loss for the Washington Wizards. Losers of 9 straight. They trailed by as many as 34, getting boat raced 134-106 by the New York Knicks. Brian Keefe, the head coach of the Washington Wizards, pretty irked in his post-game media availability, kind of echoing some of the sentiments we heard from Wizard star Kyle Kuzma on Friday night. We will let you hear from both of those two gentlemen before we get out of here. But I got to start with the Wizards here real quick. And we'll touch on the team in more detail as we roll throughout the show. We will let you hear from Brian Keefe a little bit later on. But holy hell. I mean, the Washington Wizards, this year was supposed to be about being competitive. This year was supposed to be about creating good habits. And when you're losers of 9 straight and you're giving up damn near 130 points per contest and losing damn near by double digits, 20 plus points each night, it's hard to, one, create good habits, and then, two, have people bought in and invested in your program and quite frankly, just taking you serious. So, look, I know last night was against the Knicks. They're one of the, you know, upper echelon teams in the Eastern Conference. But the night before, you got dubbed by Cade Cunningham and the Detroit Pistons. I don't care who they brought in this offseason. You cannot lose to certain teams and not look competitive. You can go 0-82 if you want. It's about being competitive. I say it all the time. I am not judging this iteration of the Washington Wizards by wins and losses. You'd be a damn fool if that is how you were going to look at things. It's not about wins and losses with this group. It's about, after 82 games, has this team firmly, concretely gained an identity? in terms of who they are and what it means to play Wizards basketball. And if you've watched over the last 9 games, they are sure as hell far from that. And with the Boston Celtics coming to town Friday night, I'm not so certain when this thing gets better. You look at the Wizards' upcoming schedule in terms of quality of opponent, it's not as if things are going to get marketably easier. You're home for Boston Friday night. You're at Indiana on Sunday. Then you've got Chicago, LA, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, Memphis. All teams that are vying for a playoff spot. All teams that are vying for a postseason opportunity. All teams that are desperate. And honestly, some of these teams haven't gotten off to a good start. Milwaukee has gotten off to a treacherous start to begin the season. Yet, there is still a feeling, there is still a belief that when you travel to Milwaukee, what is that, 11 days from now on November 30th, odds are you will not be competitive in that game. We will let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Brian Keefe, as well as Kyle Kuzma before we get out of here. But I had to start there. It, to me, is absolutely embarrassing. The way that this team has played over the last 9 games in particular, but I'm going to look at the entire stretch of the season. There are 2-11 basketball team right now going nowhere fast. And the thing that I continue to be frustrated with, like I said, you can go 0-82. You can lose every night for all I care. But if you're not going to be a competitive NBA outfit, if we're not going to see guys develop, get better, and create good habits, they had no problem firing Wes Unseld Jr. At some point, you have to look at the head coach and say, why is your message not resonating with the players in the locker room? You were down, and I'm going to pull up the box score just to make sure I'm 100% correct and I'm not just talking out of my ass. You were down 25 to the Detroit Pistons. You went up to Memphis a week and a half ago and got 30-pieced by a Grizzlies team that was without Ja Morant, that was without Desmond Bane. Jaren Jackson gave you 40, and you look completely disinterested in competing on the defensive end of the floor. And that, to me, is where my issue lies with this group. We were sold a bill of goods this summer that the Wizards were going to be better defensively, that we're going to compete on a night-in, night-out basis. In the last 9 games, the last 2 in particular, we simply haven't seen that. The Wizards can't guard a damn parked car right now. They can't. They're awful on that end of the floor. And my issue with this group is it's not as if they don't have the talent to compete defensively. There is a choice that has to be made that, hey, we're not going to get punked on the boards. Hey, we're not going to give up second chance opportunities. Hey, we're going to defend at a high level, and we're not seeing that choice be made. We will let you hear from Kyle Kuzma and Brian Keefe a little bit later on in the show, but I thought I'd be doing you all a disservice if I did not start with the Washington Wizards, because the performance of this group during this 9-game losing streak is absolutely embarrassing. It just is. But here's the thing. I understand what this year is supposed to be. You're playing 19 and 20-year-olds, 30-plus minutes a night. I get that. I'm all for it. I'm okay with Keyshawn George and Bilal Coulibaly and Bub Carrington and Alex Saar playing a boatload of minutes. I have no problem with that. But in those minutes, it's about those guys and the rest of the dudes down the bench creating good habits and establishing who the hell is going to play with energy consistently on a night-in, night-out basis. Because if you watch this Wizards team, it is very clear and obvious who is playing hard all the time and who's out there collecting a check. So for as demonstrative as I've been towards this group, for as critical as I've been, I'm going to give guys some flowers here for a second. Last year's first-round pick, Bilal Coulibaly, plays hard, night in, night out. There's no discrepancy about what level of effort you're going to get from him. Baltimore Bub Carrington, product of St. Francis Academy, plays hard each and every night. You're not going to have to question the effort of a Bub Carrington. Alex Saar, say what you want about the big fella and his lack of offensive production. He plays his ass off. He gives you maximum effort night in, night out. The list isn't very long, though, in terms of who is giving you maximum effort night in and night out. And I'm never, ever going to be the guy that calls for someone's job. That's not my MO. That's not how I get down. But clearly, Brian Keefe's message is not resonating with the guys in that locker room. It's just not. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor list of lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We'll get into the Washington Commanders and their stadium quest as the show rolls on here. But if there are any thoughts here early on in our initial conversation surrounding the Washington Wizards, we'll take them. We'll get into the Wizards hot and heavy in the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, Greg is in Rockville. Greg, you were at the Detroit Pistons game and wants to chime in on what you've seen from an effort standpoint. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
For sure.
Great show. Yeah, I was courtside with a buddy for the Pistons game. Enjoyed that, you know, that viewpoint. It really is different when you're courtside,
it
you
is.
Know, versus the so-called cheap seats. But I love going to the games. But you're absolutely right. You can tell, it's when you're courtside especially, you can tell who's given effort, who doesn't. There was a sequence where my man Jordan Poole got, you know, drove hard, thought he got fouled, you know, kind of sits back, you know, jogs back,
yep.
complaining to the ref. Boom, they come down, hit a three. Unguarded man. So, like, stuff like that, you can't really afford to do that. You're just, like you said, you're not good enough. Defensively, Saar is, like, I really like watching him, but he is mismatched or overmatched against, obviously, like, just true,
right.
you know, grown men bigs. Like, I think you're being a little bit unfair to Detroit because I'm also kind of a Detroit fan a little bit. Like,
well, they've done a lot this offseason to improve.
Yeah, they've improved,
I agree.
And Jalen Duran is like a grown dude. Like, this guy's upper body is ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, he just bodied Saar. It was a mismatch. And that was just bad coaching. I'm like, why do you have Saar trying to guard this guy, or, you know, playing the five or the four? It's just, he's just going to get bodied. And so, but to your point, like, the defensive effort is not there.
It's not.
It's just egregious. Like, you know, once in a while it shows up, but it's just not consistent. It's not there. Kuzma played really hard. He scored, you know, he was just scoring at, you know, as he could at will. He took some hard hits, some hard falls.
For sure.
He still tried to, you know, still playing hard. Like, he's a warrior. Like, respected that, but, like, it's tough, man. They could be worse. They're probably, you know, last year was the worst season in franchise history.
It could be worse.
And
this
I think
year.
They're going to be. It could be worse. Yeah. So
I agree with you.
Yeah, man. I think you're. You're on point, but I'm still gonna go to games, you know, especially if I can get those good discounted seats.
Well, for sure. Look, anytime you get to watch NBA basketball from the courtside view, Greg, I ain't gonna blame you for taking those tickets,
yeah,
my brother.
I got somebody was offloading them for two. I was on Tick Pick and they offloaded them for $250 each, and I was like, I'm grabbing that.
Wow, that's a steal!
Unbelievable, yeah, unbelievable.
Look, you got to sit front row at the Mo Gala, as I like to call it. That is what Wizards games have turned into, is the Mo Gala.
Yeah.
It's a fashion show.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's more fun to people watch than
exactly.
it is to watch the game sometimes.
Exactly.
But,
Greg, I appreciate the call
on.
As always, brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take our first time out of the program. When we come back, we will get into the big-time news we had today surrounding the Washington Commanders and their quest for a new stadium. That is next here on The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the youngest in charge of movement, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 9 o'clock here on this Tuesday night edition of OT. We will continue to talk about the Washington Wizards as the show rolls on here tonight. But if you are just now joining us, just unacceptable effort. Let's call it what it is. Just unacceptable effort from the Washington Wizards during this 9-game losing streak that they're currently in the middle of. And I will be honest, it hasn't been every game, right, where the Wizards have just not played hard. Hasn't been every game, but it's happening too often for my liking. Last night, they were down by as many as 34 against the New York Knicks. And I get it, it's the New York Knicks. They're the Knicks. But when I used to get blown out all the time in high school, says Metal Chris. When I used to get beaten bad all the time in high school football.
That's not better.
And shout out to the Magruder Colonels, led by head coach Ray Fowle. They had their season come to an end this past Thursday with their playoff loss at home in the second round, though. My school is advancing. When I was there, we stunk. But I was the first team of the Ray Fowle era, and he's now led Magruder football to a tremendous place, and they've reached heights that I know certain alumni didn't think were possible. Guess what? They are possible because Ray Fowle's the man. But when you are losing, right, it becomes – there's one thing for a team to be better than you, but my uncle would always tell me, man, he would come after – he would be there, came to all my games, and after a 63-0 loss to Quince Orchard, for example, he would say, Linnell, is QO 63 points better than y'all? And at first I was like, is he asking me is this like a trick question? The hell you mean are they 63 points better than us? They beat our ass 63-0. You damn right they're probably 63 points better than us. But in reality, you got to think about it. Are they 63 points better than us, or did we get down and stop playing? I think you could look at the Wizards and say that, man. Are the New York Knicks 34 points better than the Wizards? Probably not. Are the Detroit Pistons 20 points better than the Washington Wizards? Probably not. Let's look at the Memphis game. Memphis, they lost to Memphis by 24 points. Ja Morant didn't play. Zach Edey didn't play. Oh, I'm sorry, Zach Edey did play. Desmond Bain didn't play. But you got to ask yourselves, in that game, right, Washington ends up losing by 24. They were down by as much as 29. Were the Grizzlies 29 points better than us without Ja Morant and Desmond Bain? Probably not. But see, when you're getting that belt put to your ass, your effort level sometimes can vary and wane. And that, to me, is the bigger problem. This is a young, super impressionable basketball team. When you've got guys like Keyshawn George, Bub Carrington, Alex Saar, Bilal Coulibaly playing big-time minutes the way that they are, right? I view this as an impressionable basketball team, meaning Bub is a rookie. Right? Alex Saar is a rookie. Keyshawn George is a rookie.
the habits that you create now early in the season is going to be all they know. They're rookies. They don't know any better. So Jordan Poole, and I love Jordan Poole, man. Jordan Poole, and I'm being serious. I sat up here and defended Jordan Poole last year from you monsters out there who were trying to rip him apart, calling him a bad teammate, saying he was selfish, taking bad shots. It was his first year in a new market after getting socked, and the whole world got to see it. So, of course, Jordan Poole through the first 13 games of the year, 22 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, shooting 45% from 3, 92% from the free throw line. He is, a lot of the time, set the tone for this team. When he is playing with high effort and high intensity, the rest of the team falls in line. He is the leader of this basketball team, whether or not you all want to acknowledge it or not. I know y'all all are enamored by Kyle Kuzma and the fancy wardrobe and all that. Jordan, it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing, is the pseudo unquestioned leader of this team, in my opinion. He just is. But even with Jordan, as much credit as I just gave him, Jordan Poole knows better than this, right? And this is the beautiful thing about Jordan. When I see Jordan in the locker room, next time I see him, I'll say this to Jordan. Hey, you know better, bruh. When you're the leader of a team, you can't get fouled, right? You can't get fouled, right? And argue with an official and not run back on defense. That's the stuff I can't tolerate. And then you give up a 3 as a result. See, I could deal with guys getting broken down by their man off the ball and getting to the cup. I could deal with that. What I can't deal with is this sense of entitlement that certain guys have. And Jordan's an NBA champion. But when you're a leader on a young, super impressionable basketball team, if I'm Brian Keefe and I see Jordan Poole crying after a no call and he doesn't get back and his man scores, you know what I'm doing? Hey, ref, give me 30. Sit your ass right next to me. See, I don't play games. I don't play, and I get it's the NBA. There's a certain culture that the league as a whole has, right? Everybody argues with the officials. It wouldn't be my team doing it. I bet you it wouldn't be my team. Because Brian Keefe has all the power in the world. It's not about being the most liked. It's about putting the best product on the floor. So I would just have a lot less tolerance for some of the stuff Brian Keefe tolerates. And I get it's the NBA. These are grown men making millions of dollars. There's a respect level you got to have. I get that. I'm not saying disrespect guys. But, hey, bruh, let me tell you this. Put it very simply for you. If it's too much for you to get your ass back defensively and not argue with an official, guess what? You can come sit right next to me. See, I got people tweeting at me saying, well, do you want them to play defense? Do you want them to be good? We're supposed to be tanking. There's a way you can tank with respectability. The Washington Wizards, numerous times this year, have completely disrespected the game by their effort level. They have. Straight up and down. They have disrespected the game at times with their effort level. And to me, that falls on the head coach. Let me rephrase this. Stuff happens because you allow it. Stuff happens because you tolerate it. I was there when the Wizards got boat raced by the Cavaliers. Second game of the season. 135-116 was the score. In that first half, the Wizards were only down 6. Then they proceeded to give up 40 points in the third and 40 points in the fourth. But in that game, you saw this ridiculous habit form that shouldn't be acceptable. Keyshawn George, I love you, brother. Young pup coming in here. You play hard most nights. You got a nice stroke from 3. You can create shots for yourself and others. But, brother, who the hell is Keyshawn George to be arguing with an official for a call? You're nobody, son. You don't get to do that. And my frustration is they've allowed it because it happens every night. And I understand we're not the only team in the NBA that moves this way. I understand we're not the only team in the NBA that has this problem. I think it's a culture of the league, But damn, when you're Brian Keith and you've got these youngins littered across the roster the way you do, you got to be the bad guy sometimes and cuss people the hell out. I come from that school of thought. See, there's two types of athletes, right? There's the athletes that's got to get patted on the back to do better. And then there's athletes that you got to stick your foot in their ass in order for them to get the message. And I think the Wizards have a mix of that on this roster, but they've got to find the right head man that's not going to allow and tolerate 19-year-old rookies arguing with 13-year refs about why they didn't get a call. Now, see, I get frustrated over this, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. G is in Fort Washington. Give me a break, G, because I've had it with this group.
No, man, you hit it on the head. I've been said this. Me and my cousin talk. He watches the games. I can't watch it, man.
Hold on, G. What you say? You can't even watch it, brother?
Bruh, I have not watched them. You're going to laugh your head off. Since Elvin Hayes and Bobby Dandridge, bruh.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't watch this brand of basketball. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I tried. When Gilbert and them were here, I had an interest. When Juwan and them was here, I had an interest. You have to play competitively. I get everything you say. You preaching, bro. It's been a long time coming, but they got to get it from the coach. You're right. It's like they don't respect it. I don't know what to call this brand of basketball.
But, G, this is what kills me. Allegedly, this is why Wes Unseld Jr. got fired, because of the effort.
That is crazy.
He got fired because clearly his message wasn't being received. But you're telling me, but watching this team, that they're receiving the message?
Me and my cousin, I'm going to tell you what I've said. They need to let the veterans go and get a whole brand new stock of youngins up in here, man.
I agree.
And let them play, man. Get rid of them guys, man. They done received their apples in life, man. Let these kids grow together, play together, learn together.
But here's the thing, G. Here's the thing, though, G. When you got a young team like the Wizards do, you need veterans. It's about having the right veterans. You get what I'm saying?
Man,
no disrespect to Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma don't play hard every night. Jordan Poole. I love him. Jordan Poole has been uber nice to me in the locker room. Gives me the time of day all the time. He may not be the right veteran, but I think he's trying to be. He tries to play hard.
Right.
But guys got to see it from their OGs first, man.
They do, man. They really do. And the thing is, man, is if they follow that lead, just like you said, they'll become that way, too.
Yep.
So we got to get some people in here that really want to play and be competitive. I watched the Nationals do it. I watched the Commanders come through it. They had to change the whole ownership to do it. But that's what's needed, man. It's got to start from the top. And the top has to back the coach. Once he says, sit your ass down.
Yep.
Lord forgive him. Gerson, they got him. They got to back him.
But you know what's crazy? You cut out for a second. You remember the last coach that I think actually got maximum effort out of this group, and you may have just mentioned him. Man, Randy Whitman wasn't playing that. I'm telling you. Randy Whitman, God rest his soul. Randy Whitman sat John Wall's ass down so many different times because he wasn't playing hard defensively. We need a coach that's going to be willing to put their foot up somebody's ass, man. That's how I feel about it.
Man.
Gee, I appreciate the call, my brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I mean, now that we've gotten into it, I guess we might as well stick with it. When we come back, I will let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Brian Keith, as well as Wizards star Kyle Kuzma. That's next here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. On the MGM National Harbor Leicester lines, you can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. It is overtime here on 106.7. The Fan will take you up to 9 o'clock. But, man, you all got me going. I literally got going on the Washington Wizards. I tore up the rundown and threw it out. Because that's where I'm at right now. The number one story right now locally, obviously, is the Burgundy and Gold. 7-4, losers of 2 straight. Massive showdown against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. But, man, after watching the Wizards last night, I said, hold the hell up, man. There is no way that I'm going to be on air tonight and not speak about this group. And I think Last night, the effort clearly was not there. And it was one of the first times since he's been here in D.C. that I've seen head coach Brian Keefe that visibly upset. The Wizards were down by as many as 34 points last night. The New York Knicks shot 56% from the field last night. 20 of 40 from beyond the arc. And the Wizards, in turn, damn near lost by 30 last night. Damn near lost by 30 last night. So, clearly, something is missing with this group. I try to give them the benefit of the doubt because of the youth and the inexperience. But at times, the youth and the inexperience is sometimes the Wizards' best advantage. They don't know any better. I don't want Keyshawn George and his effort to be poisoned by some of the laziness of the veterans. I don't want Bub Carrington in the ability that he has to play hard every night. I don't need that influenced by lazy veterans. I don't. But when you have a young, impressionable basketball team like the Wizards, that is natural. That's natural that you see that happen. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. You know who was frustrated last night? Brian Keefe, the head coach of the Washington Wizards. I will retweet the video out on my social media. It's at NELL_BTP so you can see his face. But here is Brian Keefe last night postgame.
I'm the leader of this team. I'm the head coach of this team. So I'll take the responsibility for the last two nights not playing up to the competitive disposition that we should be playing with, especially defensively. That will be addressed as a group, and we will get better, but that wasn't what we need to be, what our standards were, and we have to own that, and we have to look at ourselves, and we have to get better.
We're 13 games into the season, and Coach Keefe is already having to go to the podium and give the effort is not acceptable talk. We're 13 games in. At what point is it going to matter enough to you? That's my frustration. At what point are you going to take it personally? As a player, as a coaching staff, period. It's got to mean something to you. It's got to mean something to you. And I'll be honest with you. These guys love basketball. They love basketball. I get it. But, man, it doesn't look like it all the time. I know these guys will play the game for free. Seriously. Now, I get it, though. They're young. And I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt because, one, we're 13 games into the season, and, two, this is not a roster that was constructed to try and compete and win games. It's not. But like I said at the start of the season, I'm not judging this group off of wins and losses. You'd be a damn fool to judge this group off of wins and losses. I'm judging them off of the habits they create. And through 13 games, a bunch of bad habits have been created. A bunch of terrible habits have been created. And the frustrating part about it is when you've got a young and impressionable team, like I keep talking about, it's more likely than not that some of those bad habits stick. And I can't take it. I refuse to watch this young core get poisoned by the lack of veteran leadership on this basketball team. I refuse to watch it happen. It's embarrassing. Every damn night, this team gets their face kicked in, and we're supposed to be okay with it because they're rebuilding. The hell out of here. It's a respectable way to tank. And right now, the Wizards, in my opinion, are disrespecting the game. And it's got to stop. Let's go to Captain Todd. What's going on, Captain Todd?
Hey, YIC, what's going on, man? We talking Wizards in November?
We're talking Wizards in November because they're getting 30-pieced every night, Todd.
Yeah, every quarter.
Every quarter, yeah.
Jeez. you know, this this kind of reminds me a little bit of like the Commander skins. You know, like it's been 30 years, but like every 10 years or so, we get some sort of like halfway decent team and we go on a run. Mm-hmm. We get all excited and then they just disappear into oblivion and they're terrible for eight more years. I can't watch this team, man. I want to, you know, I know they're rebuilding. I know there's young pieces and they got to grow and all this, but it is just unwatchable. And I'm a Florida State fan too.
No, well, then you've had a real rough year then.
Yeah, it's rough, man.
What
do you think? Do you think we're going to fire sale? You think Poole and Kuz and you were just going to fire sale and blow it all up again and try to?
One slip up is allowed. You've been a caller here for years. I get it. You're frustrated, though, brother. I hear you. This is my thing. So I feel like we have a super producer behind the glass, so we're all good. I just feel like you hit it right on the head. I don't think they have the right veterans, or they don't have the right veterans whose voice is loud enough. Because, see, think about it. Malcolm Brogdon's been on this team all year, but he hasn't been playing, right, Todd? So think about it like this. Why am I going to listen to a guy that ain't even getting minutes? Right? That's why Anthony Gill. They love Anthony Gill. Anthony Gill's a model citizen. Anthony Gill does everything you're supposed to do. But if I'm Bub Carrington, if I'm Bilal Coulibaly, what the hell am I listening to Anthony Gill for? He can't even crack the rotation in blowouts. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it becomes about who's relaying the message now at this point.
Well, it seems like there's just a lack of motivation. I mean, Kuz and Poole kind of seem very lackadaisical, just kind of like...
At times. I will give credit to Jordan Poole and Kyle. At times, they play hard. Poole more than Kuzma, in my opinion. But at times, they play hard. The problem is this, though. And you're right, and the fans are right, and it's hard for me to stomach. Because I like the guys personally. It's hard for me to stomach. They may have the wrong leaders here. These may be the two worst leaders to have during the rebuild. Guys that are not, no, in terms of what you're trying to be, right? If you want to be this hard-nosed, defensive-minded team, go get guys that fit that mold. You're drafting them, right? You're drafting them, but you got to have some veterans in place to show those guys the ropes. And I think Jordan has done an exceptional job this year of taking on the leadership role. I get the chance to be in the locker room more than the average fella does. The young guys love Jordan Poole, and for good reason. He's a good dude. He's a first-class citizen. He works his ass off. He just isn't physically skilled enough defensively to be an impact defender. But you see the effort change from him on defense. He's leading the NBA in steals. He's getting deflections. He's playing harder on that end of the floor. It's about getting all those guys to do it more consistently, Todd.
Yeah, I get it, man. I mean, I'm just not going to watch until they get there.
and that's tough. You can keep listening to me, Todd, right here on the fan.
Anytime you're on, bro.
Appreciate
you, know I'm
you brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I mean, it is absolutely frustrating. It is. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will let you hear from Wizard star Kyle Kuzma, who was brutally honest about the team's effort level after Friday night's loss. We'll let you hear from him next on The Fan. I promise I'm calming down. I seriously do, because I realized, you know, perspective is a great thing. It is, we're in the third week technically, of November, and I'm about to blow a head gasket over the 2-11 Washington Wizards. Boy, am I a dumbass. But in reality, though, we got to get better effort out of our Washington Wizards. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're getting ready to be joined top of the 8 o'clock hour by our pal Josh Robbins, who covers the Wizards for The Athletic. He's there every road trip, every home game. So no better perspective on the D.C. family than from our guy Josh Robbins. I actually had a phone conversation with Josh about an hour ago. And Josh Robbins will be in rare form tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I am excited to talk to him and just honestly just to hear what he thinks about the start of the season for this team. Because week and a half, 2 weeks ago,
things felt different with this group. They were 2-2. I thought they played really well against Golden State at home. A game where they lose by 13, but I thought they competed, you know, tremendously throughout that game. Held Golden State to 25 points in a quarter, something that's really difficult to do. It was the return to Steph Curry. They play well, man. They've done it in spurts. My frustration is, where is the consistency going to come with this team? Will there ever be any sort of consistency with this team? And it's not about consistency, you know, shooting the basketball. It's not about consistency, you know, when it comes to making free throws. I want them to play hard every night, no matter who the opponent is. Is that too much for me to ask as a fan? And you all should be saying the same thing. You all pay your hard-earned money to go watch this product. And more times than not this year, it's been absolutely unacceptable. It just has been. So I don't think it's too much to ask for this group to just simply go harder, to simply play better. It's not asking too much. The one frustration that I have with you all as fans when it comes to the Wizards, you all act as if just because we're supposed to be tanking, that what we've seen is acceptable. It's not. It's not, guys. So what I'm not going to do, right, what I'm not going to do is try and normalize what we've seen out of the Washington Wizards here to start. I'm not. Oh, shocker. Who's got the worst point? The worst point differential in the NBA. The Wizards at minus 15. Next closest team is a minus 10. You're terrible. Not sometimes, all the time. And that's my frustration. For a group that's supposed to be marketably better defensively, right? They don't seem as if they're any better on that end of the floor. And the personnel has improved. The personnel has improved for Washington defensively. So, I don't know, man. It's a long season. This team is probably going to look way different come February at the trade deadline because we have some veterans that are going to be, you know, highly sought after by some other organizations. But something's got to give here. Something's got to give here. If we got it ready, Metal Chris, I want to play both of these clips in back-to-back order. If you're just joining the show, I want to let you hear from a Wizards head coach, Brian Keefe, after last night's loss. He takes accountability, and I continue to point the finger his direction because the effort stuff, man, you're in control of the team's effort indirectly, because if you don't think certain guys are playing hard, sit them down. Here is Brian Keefe last night after the Wizards lost to the New York Knicks.
I'm the leader of this team. I'm the head coach of this team. So I'll take the responsibility for the last two nights not playing up to the competitive disposition that we should be playing with, especially defensively. That will be addressed as a group, and we will get better, but that wasn't what we need to be, what our standards were, and we have to own that, and we have to look at ourselves, and we have to get better.
Brian Keefe wearing it on his sleeve, and I get it because he is the head coach. It's an indictment on him indirectly, but I know he's preaching them to play hard. I know he's preaching good habits to them. For some reason, they're just not listening. Here's where it gets even better. One of the primary culprits in the Wizards' lack of effort, in my opinion, at times, has been Wizards star Kyle Kuzma. He had this to say after the team's loss to the Detroit Pistons at home on Sunday.
The difference for them, they just did a great job of hitting shots, making a lot of shots down the stretch. They did a good job of just, being physical with us. And that's like kind of one of our bigger problems. just when we play a physical team, they kind of just punch us in the face. You know, we don't really react to it. So, I think, you know, we had a nice little lead. Or no, we never had a lead, but we had a nice time in maybe the second quarter. We got to five. I think that was what lined up me, Malk, and Jonas was out there. Has pretty good synergy, and then we just lost it. So.
It was a string of a couple of tough consecutive losses here. What would you make about the team's competitiveness over the last couple of weeks?
Not good. Not good. I mean, you lose by 20 every night. It tells you you're not competitive. So.
Kyle Kuzma hitting it right on the head. Simply not good enough. You think I'm being biased? You think I'm being too critical of the team? We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Wizards beat writer for The Athletic, Josh Robbins, joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on the 2-11 Washington Wizards and where they go from here. That's next here on The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.